Ripple payments, Europe wins. MICA license as EU register hits, 294. The European Securities and Markets Authority, ESMEA, added 14 crypto firms to its markets in crypto assets, MICA, register in a single update on July 17, 2026, and Ripple Payments Europe was among them, according to a post from Cointelegraph. The additions pushed the total number of authorized crypto asset service providers in the European Union to 294. The register is the public list of firms cleared to operate under MICA, the bloc's single rulebook for crypto that began applying in full at the end of 2024. A firm appearing on it means a national regulator inside the EU has authorized it, and that authorization then passports across all 27 member states. For Ripple, whose payments arm handles cross-border stablecoin and settlement flows, a slot on that list is a license to sell into the entire single market from one base. Ripple's European foothold gets formal. Ripple has spent the past 2 years assembling regulated entities in Europe rather than treating the region as a single approval. A MICA registration for its payments unit fits that pattern. Instead of negotiating country by country, one home state authorization now covers the bloc. The company already holds a payments license in Ireland and has built out euro-denominated settlement rails, so the MICA entry converts existing groundwork into passportable status. The timing matters because MICA draws a hard line between firms that finish the transition and firms still operating on grandfathered national permissions. Several member states set transitional windows that are closing through 2026. A name on the ESMA register puts Ripple on the settled side of that line and removes the overhang of a pending review. The register is becoming an operating document. Reaching 294 providers is less about any single number and more about what the list now represents. When MICA first took effect, the register was nearly empty and read like a formality. 18 months on, it functions as the working directory of who is allowed to do what in European crypto, and adding 14 firms at once shows national regulators clearing backlogs rather than sitting on applications. The 14-firm batch also signals that authorization is spreading beyond exchanges to the plumbing underneath them. Payments processors, custodians, and settlement specialists moving through the process suggests the compliant layer of the market is thickening, not just the consumer-facing front end. That is the part most people never see, but every card swipe and stablecoin transfer depends on. For anyone comparing crypto cards across European markets, the register is worth watching for a practical reason. Card programs that route euro settlement or issue stablecoins in the EU increasingly need a MICA authorized partner behind them. As more processors clear the bar, issuers gain a wider pool of compliant rails to build stablecoin spending products on, which tends to mean fewer sudden regional shutdowns and steadier access for cardholders. Compliance is a moat, not a checkbox. MICA authorization is expensive and slow, which is precisely why an entry carries weight. Firms must meet capital requirements, governance standards, and disclosure rules before a regulator signs off. That cost sorts the market. Well-capitalized players with legal teams clear it, while thinly resourced operators do not. The register, read that way, is a filter as much as a list. For Ripple specifically, the registration lands as the company pushes deeper into regulated payments and tokenization globally. A clean MICA standing gives it a credential to wave at European banks and corporates that will not touch an unlicensed counterparty. In a region where the rulebook is now enforced rather than debated, that credential is the price of entry. The larger read is that Europe's framework has moved from theory to operations. A rulebook that produces a growing public list of cleared firms and adds well-known names like Ripple to it is one that participants are treating as binding. For users, that shift usually shows up quietly. More providers offering euro crypto services with a regulator's stamp behind them, and fewer offering them without one.